Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Stacy Charter wrote, "Life is all about timing. The unreachable becomes reachable. The unavailable become available. The unattainable, attainable. Have patience. Wait it out. It's all about timing." Over the years, we have had guests on the Good Life Hawaii radio show that have told stories we felt needed to be heard again. In some instances, we have kept the tape rolling and have caught some incredibly valuable gems. There are moments when the timing is right to share them again. This is one of those moments. Pastor Kuna Sepulveda shared her story of faith and how she and Pastor Art Sepulveda of Word of Life Christian Center, how they, when they were college students, when they met at University of Southern California, and how through a time of pain, Christ came into their lives. Now, they lead one of the most dynamic mega churches in Hawaii. Today, you're also going to hear Tiffany Thurston. How Tiffany, as you may already know, has risen to prominence through her music. But you will get an uncut version of her story and experiences rarely ever shared. Of course, Leslie and I, we want you to know that the reason we have this radio show is because we believe that God has given us this very unique privilege to bring His hope to you. He gives us His grace, His strength, His power to bring you God's hope and to lead you closer to Jesus Christ. In an interview recorded in the fall of 2010, Pastor Kuna Sepulveda spoke to us about her conversion experience and how God orchestrated her relationship with the man who would become her husband. And through that, many lives continue to be reached.
Well, from 10 on, I've been here in Honolulu. My dad was in the Army, so we traveled quite a bit. When I was born here in Honolulu at Queen's Hospital, and then at 10 months old, moved with my family. My dad was transferred to Frankfurt, Germany, and then we lived there for 3 years, came back to Honolulu for about 10 months, and then transferred out to Puerto Rico. And then his last place of station during the Vietnam War was in Fort Ord, one of the training camps there in Northern California. And then my dad retired in 68, and we moved back home to beautiful Hawaii. So from 10 on, I've been here. So I would say that I was pretty much raised here in the islands.
You know, in Hawaii, we always want to find out where somebody went to school.
Yeah.
So, Pastor, where did you go to school?
Well, elementary, intermediate, or high school? Which one? Because they're all different.
You can give it all to us.
Yeah, you know, we moved back to Kailua. I was a Kailua girl for many years and went to Enchanted Lake Elementary. And then my parents bought a home in Foster Village. And then I went to Pearl Harbor Elementary and then Aliamano Intermediate School. And then on to Kamehameha from 9th grade through 12th grade.
So you were one of the favored few to get into Kamehameha School.
If you could call it that. Yeah, yeah. It was awesome.
And then after Kamehameha,
Yeah, in 77, I'm kind of giving away my age. I graduated, went on to the University of Southern California, USC.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there that I met who is now my husband. It was a very infamous time in that first school dance of the year. And, you know, you don't know anybody, and you're just kind of excited to be in a new school. Don't know really what's ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And my roommate and I were so bored at the dorm, we said, let's just go to the dance. It was on this parking lot, the top of the parking structure. Bands playing loud, and, you know, it was rather boring for both of us because mm-hmm. we thought, well, gosh, there's no cute guys here. So we went back to our dorm, and it was more boring back at the dorm, so we decided half an hour later to go back. And when I went back, there was this cute guy across the way. And he kind of walked up to me, and he asked me to dance. And I thought, well, this is the only cute guy in this place. I'm so glad he asked me. And we danced the rest of the night. And, of course, you know, the music's loud, and we're introducing one another. And I asked him what his name was, and he said, Arthur. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this guy needs help. You know, who introduces themselves as Arthur? I thought he should be Art or, I don't know, Artie, something, but not Arthur. And so, of course, I say Kuna to him, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, the night goes on, and we're dancing, having fun, and the music stops at the end of the dance. And he says, thank you so much for a wonderful time, Tina. And I'm like, hello, my name is Kuna. Are you kidding me? Have you been calling me Tina all night? So, yeah, he was embarrassed, needless to say. But that was the start of something that was a little bit tumultuous in the beginning, but got sorted out because Jesus became the center of our lives.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Now, Pastor, you know, you and Pastor Art are leading a very dynamic, vibrant ministry, have been doing so for, you know, now you're going to be going on 3 decades, right? Passed that halfway point of the next decade, so there's 26 years. But how did you become a Christian?
Well, that's a good question. Went away at 18, and at 19, into the summer before my sophomore year at USC there in Southern California, it was just heartbroken. You know, we were two young people not knowing how to have a relationship. It was one of those typical kind of situations. You're away from home, and you get, for me as a female, got totally engrossed in that relationship. Mm-hmm. And it was not a godly relationship, and God was nowhere, you know, to be found in that relationship. Mm-hmm. And my brother got born again, my older brother, Luna Lyons. He got born again here in Honolulu. And he called me. We were very close. And he called me and he said, this is the summer before my sophomore year, so now I'm 19 years old. And he said, Kuna, I found Jesus. I'm born again. We'd been raised in the Catholic denomination. God bless the Catholics. Mm-hmm. And I loved God. I knew there was a God. I prayed to God every day. And I look forward to the times of prayer. My brother would always lead me in prayer, and he'd say, now, after we did all of our Catholic prayers, he'd say, now you can just talk to God.
Mm.
And I couldn't wait for those times, and it was something very real and special to me. But he was still kind of distant. And so when my brother called me, it was a perfect divinely appointed night, because I was at the lowest of my lows. Had broken up with my boyfriend then, who is now my husband, Art Sepulveda, and just overwhelmed and lonely and so far away from home. And he said, Kuna, I've been praying for you, and I know what you need. You need Jesus. And I know him personally, and I want to lead you in a prayer. So he led me in a very simple prayer to ask Jesus into my heart, Danny. And I can honestly say that the Lord came in such a big and real way that I've never turned back since. And it was an amazing thing, because I guess I was living more of a religious life, and I didn't know what it was to have a real relationship with him. But from that point on, my brother kind of discipled me by phone, and he said to get a Bible, he said get to a good church, and he kind of just led me through my pathway of walking with God. And that was in August of 1978, and then Art came back to school in September. And his actual birth date into the kingdom of God was on September 23rd, 1978. So we started our church in September 23rd, and he got born again on September 23rd. And interestingly enough, Danny, what I forgot to tell you is that infamous dance that I talked to you about where I met him, it was September 23rd, 1977. So September 23rd is quite a significant date for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, sometimes we can't even, we don't know why they all come together like that.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think the Lord reminds us that in the wonderful tapestry, sometimes we look, if you look on the backside of the tapestry, it's all mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like our lives,
mm-hmm.
the pain, the suffering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in God's hand, it becomes just a beautiful work of art. And I
yes.
can see that, even just listening, hearing. And I'm thinking today, Pastor, that maybe some of our listeners today might be feeling like it's a little bit messy on their side of that tapestry.
Yeah.
And they're wondering if God has any kind of order in it. What would you say to someone who's like, you know, my life is all jammed up.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them, Pastor?
You know, as you were sharing that, Danny, I'm welling up in my heart, and my spirit is so sensitive with yours to the needs of the people of our listeners today. And I do sense that there are people out there that are at a very overwhelmed state, feel very desperate and alone, and feel like things have gotten so messed up, so mixed up, that there's no hope. I know that feeling because when I made that decision for Jesus Christ, that's where I was.
Mm.
Not feeling like there was hope, feeling so desperate, so alone. And when I made a decision, it was a decision that I made, Danny. It wasn't like heaven opened up before me and the trumpets were sounded. It wasn't like anything in the natural that went on for me, but I made a decision to ask Jesus into my heart. And I just want to say that today, God's hand is extended to everyone that's listening to us today. With a hand that says, I'm here for you. I'm here to love you right where you're at. Doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done. He's aware of where we've been. He knows what we've done.
Yeah.
But he loves us unconditionally. And he says, if you'll open your heart to me, if you'll just let me in, I'll come into your life and I can do what no one else could do for you and not what even we could ever do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll transform you. I'll help you. I'll love you. I'll give you a sense of hope for your tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to the listeners that are in that place, God is extending his hand to you. He loves you. It's not too late. It's not you've not gone too far. You've not done too much for him to still say, if you'll open your heart to me, I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come into your life. I want to take you by the hand. I want to walk with you.
Yes.
You don't ever have to be alone again.
The timing of God's hand and the relationships we have are his gift to us. And what he does through them often become his gifts to others. When we come back from our break, you're going to hear more from Pastor Kuno Sepulveda in this rebroadcast of a unique time when she shares her life, her heart. But she's going to come back and describe how the Lord moved on their hearts to start what we know today as Word of Life Christian Center. And then see how, as God moves his hand in their lives, how God can move his hand in your life right now, today, this moment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Well, welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host today, Leslie Silva. And we're doing a very special kind of a broadcast today where we're highlighting some of our past shows. It's sort of like the best of. We've got a lot of bests, and this is a small sampling, a very meaningful sampling of the best. And we're going to have Kuna Sepulveda. As Pastor Kuna shares her story, she's going to share more. And in a little while, we're going to play an uncut version of some time spent with Tiffany Thurston, the recording artist and world-renowned worship leader. You know, there are times when we need hope. And there are instances when we need even more hope. Yes. Today's show is geared to share that extra that we need sometimes. Have you considered that the relationships God has given you are part of God's plan to bring positive change in your community, in your workplace, in your family? Would you join Leslie Silva and I, and let's listen to Pastor Kuna share the story of how Word of Life Christian Center, how it all began. But Pastor, tell us, how did it all start?
Well, thank you for that large number of 7,000. We're getting there, but we're more like 6,000. Thank you so much.
That's by faith.
Yeah, by faith. I received that declaration, amen, because there's still so many people out there that need Jesus, so thank you. It started in prayer. You know, we began praying a part of a local church here in Hawaii, and my husband was over the intercessory prayer group at mm-hmm. the time, and just praying for continual move of God in the islands, and revival in the islands, and so forth. And unbeknownst to us, that what we were praying for, God was asking us to participate in a part of his plan to be used of him here in the islands of Hawaii, to become a local church here in Hawaii. So when my husband really got the word, we were at a conference in Southern California, the Believers mm-hmm. Victory Conference with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And while Gloria Copeland was speaking, we were sitting way up in the rafters in this large Anaheim Convention Center, and he got this open vision, and the Lord showed him the islands, and the Lord said to him, when you go back, I want you to start up a work. I want you to be my pastor. I want you to start a church. it was an overwhelming word for him, and he really didn't even share it with me initially.
Mm-hmm.
It took him a little while before he began to unveil what God had begun to show him, and we just kept praying, and his lips were sealed. He's one of those kind of men of God that until he has a real release in his spirit, until he knows how to articulate what he believes he's seen from God or heard from God, he's not going to say a word. Mm-hmm. So I really respect him for that. And we continued praying with this church and with this prayer group, and it just kept stirring in his heart. And then he shared it with me, and he said, "Kuna, this is what God said." And I said, "Well, you've got to obey God." And he said, "Well, we've got to submit this to our pastor. And if he says no, if this isn't the time, I'm going to do whatever he says." And so we did. We went to our senior pastor at that time, and we sat before him. It was an amazing thing, Danny, because God had prepared our pastor for this time that we were going to have with him. Before we even opened our mouth to share what God had shown us and to submit it to him, he started the meeting off by saying, "I'm so glad that you two came in to meet with me today, because I just came back from a church growth conference with Dr. Cho," and at that time it was being held in Singapore. He said, "I just came back from Singapore, but while I was there, the Lord gave me a dream of the two of you."
Hmm.
And he said, "In my dream, you were standing before a multitude of people, and both of your hands were lifted up before the Lord. And the word that the Lord gave me was, it's better to obey than to sacrifice." We both began to cry. Art and I were just amazed that God would prepare him that way. And we said, "Well, Pastor, this is overwhelming for us, because God has asked us to do something that we want to submit to you." And so we did, and we shared with him what God said.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, the word of the Lord is, it's better to obey than to sacrifice." He asked if he could give us a send-off service, and we said, "Pastor, you know, really, we just want to leave quietly. And we don't want to take anybody with us.
Mm.
We just want to obey God and do what he instructs us to do." And so just some of our friends by word of mouth and my family, thank God I'm from the islands, my family came out for our first service at September 23rd at Central Intermediate School Auditorium. And my husband doesn't know how to do anything, you know, just like in a small way. He says, "Okay, when we start, we're going to start with a Sunday morning service, and we're going to come back and have a Sunday night service, and then we're going to have a Wednesday night service, and then we're going to, you know, then Tuesday night is going to be intercessory prayer, and then we're on Friday, we're going to have a Bible study at the facility as well." And I'm like, "Are you serious?" And it started from prayer and praying. You know, intercessory prayer is so amazing, because you're praying for someone else. You're not praying for your own needs. You're not praying for your own wants. You're not praying for your own purposes to be fulfilled. You're mm-hmm. praying for the purposes of God to be fulfilled in the lives of others.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says we cannot give God. And I believe that God honored our prayers on behalf of the local church we were attending, on behalf of this great state of Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and how we were crying out to God for Hawaii. And God then just saw it, that he could ask us to do something. And it's funny, though, too. I'm just reminded one morning in this little Makiki apartment before we had any of our four children, and we'd only been married almost 2 years at that time, and he said, "I don't know if I'm the one, Kuna. I'm not even qualified. I mean, I took some Bible school classes. I completed some things, but I've never gone to Bible school. I don't have a degree. You know, I've got my architectural degree from USC, but I mean, that's mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with starting a church."
Mm-hmm.
And he just says, I don't know. He was getting a little uneasy and nervous. Mm-hmm. And the mm-hmm. Spirit of God came on me, Danny, and I sat up in bed and I just said to him, I said, and it was the Spirit of God. It went beyond me. And I said, the Lord said through me, "If you're not willing, step aside. I'll have to raise up another." And it just shook Art, I mean, through and through.
Mm.
And, I mean, he literally ran to our second room was his prayer room, and second bedroom was his prayer room. And he just ran in there, and he just cried out to God. And he came back, and he said, "Kuna, I'm settled. I may not feel qualified. I may not look qualified to the average individual. Even in the religious world, I'm certainly not qualified, but I'm just going to obey God." And so we did just that. And we started and didn't know what we were doing. but we had open, sincere hearts. And that's the key, Danny, for anybody that's listening today, no matter where they're at. You know, we're talking about starting a church 26 mm-hmm. years ago, mm-hmm. but God has a new start for every person every day.
Yes.
You know, we may feel like we're unqualified to do whatever we have before us, or we may have had people telling us you're good for nothing and you're not going to make it in life, and or we may have had certain dreams and aspirations and took certain turns because of choices that we make, and now feel might as well forget my dreams, forget those goals. I mean, why even try? But you know what? All God wants from us, Danny, is our hearts to be open to Him, and if we'll just be sincere.
Yeah.
And say, God, right where I'm at. I may not look like much. I may not sound like much. People may look at me and have an opinion of me that they don't think very highly of me, whatever the case may be. But God, I'm going to trust you.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And that's the start. That's the start right there. So
that's good,
in our trust in God, He took us by the hand. I mean, He's taken me. I didn't know what it was to be a pastor's wife. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. That was like, that's a whole nother story. We need another hour.
Yeah. Part two.
But God is so good, Danny, because He knows where we're at, and He loves us where we're at, and He's got a plan for all of us. And there are some listeners out there that maybe even called into the ministry, and they don't feel like they're qualified. But there's something stirring in their heart. They've been praying for others. They haven't even thought about being involved in the ministry, and yet God's got a plan for them, and I would encourage them to just be open. If God's been stirring them in some way, if He's been saying, hey, I need you in this given area, whether it's as an evangelist like yourself, Danny, if it's to start a new local church, if it's to be that missionary and to get out to the nations of the world, mm-hmm. to be that teacher of God's word, you know, whatever the case may be, to be open to God.
Good stuff. That's good stuff, Pastor Kuna.
Thank you, Danny.
That was Pastor Kuna Sepulveda in a very poignant moment of expression of faith and hope. You know, Leslie, as you listen to that program with Pastor Kuna, what stirred in your heart?
Oh, I'm just so excited. I just can't wait to share. I love how she talks about everybody can participate.
Mm-hmm.
And what came to mind as I listened to her when she talked about the credentials.
Yeah.
I thought, God, let God give us the credentials. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus, God called fishermen, tax collectors, ordinary people,
mm-hmm.
as the apostles with Jesus,
mm-hmm.
to reach out. They were not qualified as the world would see at that mm-hmm. time mm-hmm. to do that. But through these men, God worked miracles.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's exciting to think that God can call any one of us,
mm-hmm.
any one of us, if we're willing, like Pastor Kuna said, open hearts, sincere desire,
yeah.
and just stepping out in faith and obedience, letting God write the credentials.
You know, historically speaking, I think it could be noted from a historical standpoint in the history of the Christian church, there have been in times of great revival,
mm-hmm.
the Lord has actually moved in, we'll use this word, significant ways through what would not have been considered the formal clergy,
mm-hmm.
the places of position of divinity, so to speak, but have mm-hmm. come up through the ranks of lay people,
yes.
whom God has placed on their heart. Prayer movements have begun.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the Pentecostal movement was started in that way,
mm-hmm.
With some people that would not have been quote unquote qualified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's an interesting one too. How would Jesus fit in the church today? Or for example,
yes.
with the Apostle Paul, of course, the Apostle mm-hmm. Paul had a lot of credentials too,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but just in terms of sometimes when we look at, the quote-unquote ordinariness
mm-hmm.
of people and how God uses the foolish things of the world
exactly.
to confound or to shame the wise. And I think
right.
it is a word of encouragement to all of us
mm-hmm.
that, like you said, God can use each of us.
Right, and as Pastor Kuna said, there's a good plan for each of our lives and gifts that he has placed in us from the time that we were born
mm-hmm.
And a measure of faith. He's
yes.
equipped us,
mm-hmm.
and we just need to say yes, like Pastor Art did, He made the decision to step out in faith, despite the fact that, you know, he didn't feel qualified. And he stepped out, and the willingness, God can work mightily through that. And we're placed in families, as you talked about earlier, families in church, at work, that we can make differences today, right now. If we just turn around, look around where you're sitting, there's an opportunity to make a difference. It's wonderful. It's empowering. It's wonderful.
You know, when we come back from our break, we're going to hear from another powerful woman of God. Her name is Tiffany Thurston. And Tiffany will share with us, and this is an uncut portion of what we did when we did a program with her. We kept the tape rolling. But you know, as Tiffany will share, even as Pastor Kuna shared, the fingerprints of God's handiwork can be evidently seen in their lives, and they've been open and obedient. How about you? Is there an openness to do whatever God, just faithful before Him? I hope so. I believe it is. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Leslie Silva. Just before our break, we heard from Pastor Kuna Sepulveda sharing how she had come to know the Lord, and how her and Pastor Art Sepulveda have been led by God to start Word of Life Christian Center. Well, another powerful woman of God from Hawaii. In fact, both these women, Pastor Kuna and Tiffany Thurston, graduated from Kamehameha Schools. So, you know, it's a special place. You know, a lot of talent comes from Kamehameha Schools. Well, a lot of talent comes from the islands.
Mm-hmm.
We produced a special with Tiffany Thurston. But, you know, there are times when you
you know God wants to do more. Have you ever felt that, Leslie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in your spirit, you know, God is wanting to do more. And this was one of those times. So when Tiffany and I were talking, and there were some unexpected things that she shared about that she had gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Even some disappointing experiences. But here's the catch. God used it for His glory.
Mm.
And I want you to hear this time with Tiffany Thurston. Check this out. Have you ever felt like you were overexerting yourself, worn out, tired at the end, so to speak?
Definitely. I can't even tell you. I can't even count it on one hand or two hands or all my limbs how many times I've done that. I'm such a yes person, one that is a people pleaser and doesn't want to let people down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many times that I've taken on much more than I probably should have. Out of just wanting to please man and sometimes forgetting to please God. And I remember one of those situations where actually recently on tour a couple years ago, I was going to do two jobs, which was very manageable on the road. And I was going to sing back up with Natalie. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to take care of her merchandise, which is totally fine. I can do that during the day, sing at night. I always joked merchandise was like my day job and then singing was my night job.
Yeah.
And when you're on the road, you typically want to double up on jobs because it's just a lot more cost efficient. You've only got so many bunks in a bus. So, you know, a lot of people will take on more than one job. Well, one of the other jobs had fell through with somebody, and that was our road manager, and we didn't have it. So, of course, me, the yes person, said, "Oh, I'll do it."
Mm-hmm.
And so on that particular tour, I remember I was doing three different jobs, and I was just completely overwhelmed.
And what does a road manager do?
A road manager is kind of like the person that is the go-to for the team that you're with, or the band that you're with, for lack of better words.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they kind of make sure everything is going smooth. They kind of tell everybody where to be, when to be, or if there's needs, you know, they're available basically during the day to just help. And it may not seem like a lot, but it's sometimes like everything will come in at once, and that's when it can get overwhelming. And so I remember there were times when I was just working really, really hard on that tour, which was great because I learned a lot, but it was just too overwhelming. And I remember even having those exact same moments when I worked, you know, on staff at a church or even in school. I mean, it's like I relived the exact moments that I had hopefully learned from the mistakes in the past, but I hadn't. And really, it came down to a deficiency in me of saying yes to everything, where sometimes that's not the best. And we talked about that a little earlier. Just sometimes saying no is the best thing you can do to see all that God is doing. However, I remember there were countless nights just feeling so depleted and so exhausted and just helpless. And I remember even at times being in the bays of the bus where we keep all of our, you know, stock and our clothes and merchandise and CDs, just crying to the Lord and saying, "Lord, I don't think I can do this," because I just felt like the weight of the world was on my shoulders. But it was in those seasons that, and in those moments, that I remember journaling and just kind of writing out what I was feeling and kind of expressing it to the Lord. And then through that, He revealing things that I need to work on and I need to get better on, or just learn how to be a little more strong on or brave on. But at the same time, hearing Him, I noticed that I was just being a people pleaser, not necessarily a God pleaser. And that's something I have to constantly work on, because you just want to kind of be helpful, and it comes out of a good heart. If I'm depleted, like I said before, you're no good to the kingdom of God. And someone once told me this, you know, if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. And I think my mom has said it this way: busy is like an acronym for being under Satan's yoke.
So that's a very good one. Yeah, good
busy
acronym.
Being under Satan's yoke. And that's something that I find I am tempted by a lot. So I have to kind of have boundaries in my life, but most importantly, be sure I'm hearing the Lord. Like, "Lord, are you wanting me to do that before I take on a tour? Or even if it looks great, are you asking me to do this? You know, aside from what are the wants and the needs of the people around me, what are you asking me to do?" And that's something I have to consistently come back to daily. And so I think it's through those things, though, the things that kind of bring you down or discouraged or feeling helpless, that God has probably met me the most. It's been in those dark seasons, in those dark places that nobody else will ever see, probably. And I think this is the first time I've ever shared that even. But those were some of the richest times that I've had with the Lord as well. And I mean, even I remember having a heartbreak at one point in my life and just like crying and just, you know, feeling so broken. But it was there that God met me. And I've said this before, he does his best work in the broken pieces of our lives. And there's something that happens in the breaking that I feel that he uses to strengthen, like a mosaic, you know.
Yeah.
The pieces become even more beautiful when they are put together by his craft work and his hands. And they shine in a new way. And so because of the things that have, you know, my own lack has done in my life, I feel God has done a major work that has made it much better than I could have expected or, you know, even wished for.
You know, the life expression, your ability to articulate being in the depths or the brokenness, and then how you see and have seen God put the pieces together in a beautiful mosaic.
Mm-hmm.
How did you learn that? You know, I mean, how does that come about? Was there, I mean, you mentioned earlier, you know, while we were just talking before about something that happened when you were younger, just about ready to go to college and some outside circumstances beyond your control took place.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Yeah, when I was graduating high school, my dream was always to go away to a mainland college, you know, like most kids that grew up in Hawaii. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go mainland. And I was going to, you know, do a performing arts school on the West Coast, preferably LA. And I got into a couple schools. And I remember a couple months before I was about to graduate, my mom was a contractor and she was starting a new company. And at that point, we were putting our house kind of on the line in order to finance this new company that she felt the Lord was asking her to do. And so she came to me and said, Tiff, you know, I know you really wanted to go away, but we just don't have the finances. Maybe we can get, you know, some financial aid. Well, lo and behold, for some reason, the financial aid didn't work out. And at that point, I was going to church, but I wasn't involved yet. So I was just kind of, you know, attending, and that was it. Well, I was so bummed because I had dreams for, you know, the last 18 years to go away, and it kind of got shot. And so I ended up going to University of Hawaii, which wasn't a bad thing. It just wasn't what I had expected or hoped for. But it was that summer right before I started college that I started getting involved with the church. My mom said, well, why don't you try out for the worship team? And at the time, there was, I think the next youngest person was in their 30s, and I was 18. So there wasn't really any young folk yet, you know. But I remember...
there's a big difference between 18 and 30, you know, the young folk.
Yeah, no disrespect at all. Just, it was, yeah, different. I had to, like, use my mom's clothes, basically, to sing on the worship team. I didn't have the right attire yet. But I remember getting involved, and I look back now, I'm so grateful that the Lord... You know, I look back, it was totally a God-orchestrated adjustment that initially I thought was a broken dream, but it was really God fulfilling the dream he had for me. And if I had not stayed in Hawaii, who knows if I would be doing what I'm doing today. So I'm so grateful that we couldn't afford it because it got me involved with the church and got me to realize something that was inside me that I didn't even know.
You know, there's something, you know, just from my perspective, I notice... Just in hearing you say that is a spirit of surrender and obedience to God, and I, you know, I see the way that you responded to your parents. You know, some other child may respond in rebellion because of the frustrations of a situation outside their control, these so-called extenuating circumstances that, you know, cause them to be disenchanted because of a lack of the fulfillment of a dream. But you were able to receive that, you know, and God used it.
I was going to say, don't think that I'm that much of an angel. I'm sure there was some pushback that I can't recall that my parents could probably explain really well. But thankfully, yeah, I think it turned out for the better.
Well, and part of it, too, and of course, I mean, you know, there's that natural part of it, too, where it's like, you know, but... It didn't, you know, sometimes we, okay, God, I'll sit back for a few months, you know, maybe you turn things in a year,
Yeah.
And then I can go to the mainland. But you finished school here, right?
I did.
You did the whole thing here.
Mm-hmm. And that was unexpected too, because the whole plan was mom said, okay, mom and dad said, why don't you go to UH for 2 years and then we can see if we can send you. Well, you know, after 2 years of staying in college in Hawaii and then getting involved with the worship team, it was like life changing. Hmm. I didn't want to go away.
You didn't want to go away.
And I still had the desire to want to experience it, which was really neat, because within my fifth year, I was a, you know, I did school. I was a professional student for a season.
That's not bad in Hawaii, though. 5 years. That's pretty good. Some guys go 10 years, you know.
It was a little more than five, I'm not going to lie. But in the fifth year, somewhere like that, I remember I had an opportunity to do my last year of college away. And it was an exchange program that University of Hawaii had. And this was like the dream that I never got to dream. And I actually did it in New York City, where I got to get credit for working at a record label and a publishing company. And I got college credit for it in my last year of college. So it was kind of neat, because God, you have dreams and you think it should be this way. But sometimes, you know, disappointments happen and things shift. But trust and believe that he knows the plans that he has for you. He says that in his word, and that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those that love him. And I tell you, that last year in New York for college was, I couldn't have topped that if I'd gone away to college in LA. And I just was so grateful, because he still fulfilled that void that maybe had diminished, but it was still, you know, an inkling of want.
Oh, you know, this is encouraging me too, Tiffany, because I guess maybe sometimes, maybe I wonder, wow, what if I waited on God and not have jumped the gun, so to speak? What would God have had in store? Not that I'm living in regret, or not that we should live in regret, but maybe to look forward, to think, man, you know, if an opportunity doesn't come, mm-hmm. or something that we had hoped for, God shows us by turning it into a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because he has something even better for us.
I completely agree. And even with the whole Natalie Grant, you know, situation, mm-hmm. meeting her, there was actually a few opportunities before that had come. One of them actually had been tied with Natalie as well. Her management company, probably maybe 5 years before that call, had called and was looking for an ethnic girl to do a girl group. And I remember flying to Nashville, uh-huh. to just meet with the company, and they had it all set. It was going to be on a major label. And I met the other girls in the group, and I remember thinking, what an amazing opportunity. It's my chance. But I remember also praying about it, and I just didn't have a peace about it. I couldn't explain it. Everything looked great, but for some reason I didn't have a peace about it. And I remember being on the flight home, and I had chatted with Natalie a little bit, and she gave me some great words of wisdom. And then as I was flying back home by myself, I just thought, Lord, if I don't have a peace about it, I can't move forward. And so I actually got off the plane, and I called them, and I had said no. And I didn't know why. And I look back, and that group ended up not ever, you know, coming together. But I'm so glad I waited, and I waited for that peace that passes all understanding, surpasses all understanding. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because what he had around the corner with Natalie, you know, which was a few years later, was so much better. And I tell you, it's like when God opens up a door, it's like the floodgates open. Mm-hmm. When it's his will, he will open doors that no man can shut. And I truly feel that's what he did with this Revolve experience, and with getting to sing with Natalie. The other thing I didn't say was the very last weekend I was in Hawaii, I was just set to be on the Revolve tour. Well, guess who was going to come to Hawaii to do a concert on that last weekend at my home church? Hmm. Natalie Grant.
Oh.
And I was the opening act.
Wow.
And I had gone to Nashville the week before for rehearsals for Revolve. We were going to be on the same tour, but I wasn't singing with her yet. Well, we tried out a song that we were going to do on the tour together. And that weekend she said, you know, Tiff, I actually have an opening on my tour, and I'd love it if you would start singing with me as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really? And so literally it's like things just kind of happen, boom, boom, boom. And someone asked me the first weekend I was in that first city for Revolve, they said, who's your manager? I mean, you got the Revolve tour. And I didn't really know what a big deal it was until I went to the mainland.
Yeah.
You got Natalie Grant. Who's your manager? And I said, well, I kind of looked at him and I said, I guess God. And he only takes 10%. Which they laugh, because most managers take 20.
You know, as we, I'm just so glad that you have been so open in sharing. your life. As you look ahead, what has God put on your heart as you look into the horizon of the future?
Well, I'll be honest. When I first got this tour with the Revolve, it was hard for me to dream beyond because he had kind of surpassed my dreams and a lot quicker than I would have expected. And so the last, you know, three and a half years, I've had more opportunities to say, Lord, what's next? I mean, this is great. I'm totally living the dream, but I know that there's more that you've got, obviously, that you want me to just kind of look towards. And one thing that's always been on my heart is being a mixed, you know, poi dog kind of a girl of all these different nationalities, Hawaiian, Portuguese, Chinese, English, Irish, German, Tahitian, French. I've always had a heart for the nations. And I miss doing, you know, third world missions or just things that are outside, because we have so much here in America. And when you get to go to another place, it's like you realize the resources are so lacking, if at all, if there's there, sometimes there's nothing. And I just, my goal, my hope and my dream, it'd be to just lead worship and to bring the word of God and the truth to other nations. And it says to make disciples of all nations. And so I kind of take it literally in wanting to do that and bring the gift of music, which is to me universal, no matter where you go. And so my hope would just to be able to just expand a little bit more and go to all the points of origins that I am and share the word of God and share his truth and his hope and his love in any way that I can. So that would be kind of my big dream, to continue to be able to do that.
You know, the scripture says, a generous heart will prosper, and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And she who refreshes others will herself be refreshed. And may God continue to refresh you, Tiffany, because you have been so generous. God bless you, and may he continue to expand your territories into the future. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you so much.
That was a remarkable time with Tiffany Thurston, you know, kind of one of those behind the scenes, rough cut, but very deep and meaningful. When we come back from our break, Leslie Silva and I will just have a few moments of reflection on today's show, where so much has been shared. The way that God has worked through the life of Tiffany Thurston, Pastor Kuna Sepulveda. You know, in all this, God is working in your life as well. And he's teaching lessons, giving us handles to hold on as we ride the roller coaster of life, so that we have the security that's found in the Lord. Would you stay with us? Please do, because when we come back, we're going to have more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the good life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Leslie Silva, and we've got a special show. As we played some rebroadcasts of a time with Tiffany Thurston and Pastor Kuna Sopovara, two separate interviews, but very meaningful, meaty sharing.
Yes, definitely. Danny, it's so exciting, you know, to hear the takeaway from all of this for me is it's so exciting to hear the invitation that God extends to each one of us to live His dream for us. And so many times, you know, we get disappointed because we think life should be a certain way.
Right.
And you can feel what is an earthy feeling, visceral feeling of disappointment. But, you know, I think about your earlier in the segment, you talked about the tapestry and how often, you know, we see the knotted underside in life, all the disappointments, all the knots along the way. But all the while, God is in control. God has never lost sight of any of us in any moment. We are not lost to Him. So He's weaving the top side. He sees the top side that we don't get to see from our perspective. So it comes down to trust. It's coming down to knowing that God is good. Every time, all the time, God is good. He loves us, and His great joy is to bring us to the fullness of who we are created in Him.
Yeah.
So we can live for Him, live for others, and we get blessed by that too. And what He actually brings in reality is far more, like Tiffany said, than we could ever hope to dream to even ask Him for. And today, I'm just excited that every one of our listeners is going to have that opportunity if we just submit and say, yes, God, take me through this. I'm excited about that.
I think you can do that just with your situation right now.
Yes.
And just in a quiet way within your own heart, just acknowledge God. This may feel like the backside of the tapestry.
Yes.
But I acknowledge that you're making something beautiful.
Yes.
Through this situation.
Yes, He is.
Psalm 91:14, because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Pastor Kuna Sopovara and Tiffany Thurston. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Leslie Silva, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.